The next item before us is 1C001, I believe.
Yeah.
Next is 1C001 by Supervisor Johnson.
Supervisor Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is this budgets the effect of an agreement between the airport and the carriers serving the airport. It reflects the credit that Airport Capital Reserve will be charged and general fund balance will be credited for $1,395,600 as a year-end closing entry for the year 2014. This entry gives $1,600,000 for non-terminal depreciation offset by contributions from reserves of $2.9 million for capitalized operating items and $80,000 for principal on non-terminal airport and General Mitchell International Airport and Timmerman Airport debt, resulting in a net credit of $1,395,600. Then if you add the abatement of $570,991 in non-departmental expenditure budget charges to other accounting departments to account for a cost allocation plan expenses that are included in 950, the fringe benefits. So the result of this is a tax levy increase of $124,009. And keep in mind that org unit 1994 for the state-exempt computer aid is to increase in revenue by $225,000. Based upon projections provided by the state of Wisconsin. I move approval.
Mr. Kagan,
yeah, Mr. Chairman, Supervisor.
I got every word of that one.
I think you'll recall at the beginning of the process we learned of a few errors in the preparation of the budget, and one of the ones that the Office of the Comptroller pointed out was that there was an error made in how much the contribution from the airport was going to be to the county, and that was a $920,000 error. So this amendment attempts to fix that, close that hole, and it does so with two other suggestions that were made by the Department of Fiscal Affairs regarding an abatement in the cost allocation plan and also some additional state-exempt computer aid that was made available by the formula provided by the state after the recommended budget was submitted.
Supervisor Stamper.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I think I got it. You found some money in order to supplement for the miscalculation. Can I sum it up like that?
Yeah.
No effect to any department, no loss of money as far as what's happening, but you rearrange the money to fix the hole, right? Is that a good synopsis? Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Well, there is some tax levy added, but
there is some tax
levy. Mr. Chairman, there is some tax levy a little bit too, but it does clean up that entire issue.
But the tax levy is associated because of the hole, right? The miscalculation.
Right. Essentially, if I understand this correctly, and staff, if someone can correct me if I'm wrong, the county executive in this area presented a budget that was $920,000 off.
Right.
Short.
Right.
And they found most of the money, but we had to add $124,000 in additional tax levy to cover the hole. Is that a reasonable synopsis, Mr. Fudge?
Sorry. Excuse me, Mr. Chairman and Supervisors. That's generally the case. Yes, this $920,000 was recommended to us in the preparation of the budget by the Office of the Comptroller. They also identified the $570,991. That was a change in methodology of a complex cross-charge that actually happened a couple years ago that had been incorrect for a couple years now. And then we were notified by the state of Wisconsin that the state-exempt computer aid formula was a little better than we had thought it would be. We were notified of that, I think, the day before the budget came out or the day after, one of the two. So that's generally what occurred.
Supervisor Schmidt.
Thank you. You know, we've kind of used this in the past. I think it's to our mutual benefit to use this because of what happened before. I'm not going to, you know, belabor that. I'm presuming that we can work to also try to weigh about the $124,000 too. That'd be my question to you, Mr. Caney.
Mr. Chairman, there, Supervisor, there are several different recommendations for adjustments that can be made to the budget, and I can I'm pretty sure that all those recommendations will be used by the time you're finished with the deliberation.
Okay, then I can vote for it. Thank you, Mr. Keating.
You mean you can vote for this amendment or vote for the budget? I wasn't quite clear.
Maybe both.
That's what we're shooting for. Okay. Supervisor Juzik?
That abatement in the employee fringe benefits, is the explanation that we had actually put too much money in previously for a cost allocation plan, and therefore there was some ability to reduce the that amount? Am I reading? Maybe you could tell me how the abatement works.
Who wants to tackle that one?
Cross charges and abatements make me want to curl up and cry.
Yeah. And Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, that goes same for me as well. There's an org unit in the non-departmental 1935, which is the cost allocation plan. It's somewhat complex, but basically it's allocating out centralized charges, if you will. A couple of years ago, the methodology for doing that was changed, and one thing that was, I guess, neglected in the 2012 and 2013 budgets as well is that there is some cost charged to fringe benefits because it's related to the administration of fringe benefits, and that gets charged out to all the departments. That number that's in 2014 that you see, $570,991, should have also been abated in 1935. Because it's charged out through fringe benefits, as I understand it. So this is basically cleaning up that methodology change that wasn't quite done properly a couple years ago. Hopefully that explains it.
Sounds like a good explanation to me. Thank you.
Could you tell me, just a simple word, is an abatement an upper or a downer?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, an abatement is a downer. It's a negative expenditure.
Thank you.
Oh, okay. Did he bring it?
Is there any more discussion on this? Supervisor Stamper.
I somewhat get this. I'm just going to ask Steve if he supports this. Steve, you support this. I support this.
That's what I asked.
Yeah. Oh, you said that?
Mr. Chairman, the components of this amendment were brought forward by both the Office of the Comptroller and the Department of Administrative Services Fiscal Affairs.
Okay.
Fine.
Any other questions? If not,
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Obviously, this has to do with principal, non-terminal, and GMIA and Timmerman Airport debt. But that does not. Oh, this is on the debt. We're talking about the money here,
right?
Not the facilities. Okay. Just wanted to check. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay.
The controller is in the room.
Well, I mean, the control. We were told it was recommended by the controller. I think he's saying yes.
Can't you find another $124,000?
Well, that's what I asked. I'm sure.
That will be done.
We're not. Apparently not. And so, you know, you're fine.
Wow. Since when are you the controller?
Since he made his recommendation to us, I trust his recommendation. I'm not the controller. Just so the record is clear. So if there aren't any other questions, would you please take the roll?
Supervisors Haas?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Roma West?
Aye.
Jurcik?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Bowen?
Aye.
Stamper?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
9 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to approve Amendment 1C001 is approved.
Thank you very much. I indicated that 1B001 would be temporarily laid over, but Ms. Costello, who is the